TalkZone.com!
Usually, when you hear an attorney and an athlete working together, either the athlete is in trouble with the law or involved in a contentious contract negotiation. I'm attorney David Spada, here with former Chicago Bear Robin Earl, and that's not the case here. You're listening to Barely Legal. Let me brief you on what Barely Legal is about. For the next hour, Rob and I will talk sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and tackle the hot legal issues affecting athletes. And now, Barely Legal.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone, and what a great day it is. In fact, I will call this Bear Victory Wednesday, and I'm sure hoping we have at least 11 more just like it. You're listening to the Barely Legal Show, and we are back better than ever here on 670thescore.com. I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for the Chicago Bears, and alongside me each week, my co-host and good friend, attorney David Spada. Hey, we have a lot to get done in the next hour and talk about a great lineup today, David. We will be hearing from NFL Hall of Famer quarterback and former teammate of mine from the Washington Huskies, Warren Moon, as we get set for the Seattle Seahawks. Also, we'll be hooking up with another former Husky and teammate who spent 17 years snapping footballs between his legs, NFL All-Pro center Blair Bush. And as always, we'll be hearing from our Bear Inside the Huddle guy, Andy Mason of, as he's got some great information on the upcoming game this Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. The Barely Legal Show would never happen without our great engineer and producer behind the glass here at TalkZone.com, Dave Olson. Thank you for keeping us on the air. And our great sponsors, Stewart's Coffee, Spada Law Offices, Bolingbrook Country Club, and the great Chicago team from Liberty International and our new WOW Mobile Wireless that is rocking the mobile phone industry, David. And hey, I'm going to turn the mic over to you. I guess we're expecting a mystery guest.
Someone I've been working on for a while. I'm going to surprise you with the guest. I know you were at the hotel. What hotel were you at? You were talking to some people about the phones.
Before, yeah,
well, we get the mystery guest on the line.
Yeah, get the mystery guest. Yeah, I want to mention that the top of the show here. We had a little meet and greet last night at the Wyndham Hotel and Resorts in Glenview, Illinois, right off of Milwaukee Avenue. I want to say a big thank you to Mr. Fred Fisher, Director of Sales and Marketing. He does a wonderful job out there. And what a great hotel that is. I mean, it is first class the whole way. Got a chance to meet a couple of his people in the likes of Angela Sangs, and took some pictures with some of the girls. And then they had this group of people from Cummins. You probably know that company.
Yes.
They do a lot of machinery for the the coin counting and casinos, et cetera, et cetera. And they do those perforations. Their cards are pretty good. But anyway, a big shout goes out to Chad Epperly. You know, he's from Oklahoma, and he's a rabid Cub fan. I can't believe it. And, of course, Jennifer Karen, who was there. She was from Massachusetts. And another card here from Romero Carrion. Also from, he's from Houston, Texas. So
boy,
they had him from all over the country.
We got people from all over. Our mystery guest is on the phone. We're going to surprise Robin. Robin hasn't talked to this gentleman in several years, or maybe numerous years. He had an effect on Robin's career. Mystery guest, do you want to say something to Robin before you identify yourself?
I'm finally happy to hear that. I knew you retired from football, but I'm glad you have a job.
That J-O-B just over broke. It's not Don James, is it?
Don James.
Holy cow. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. It's great to hear from you. And, we're headed to Chicago another week or so, and we're going to go down and take the train down and play Notre Dame.
Wow, terrific. That's right. Are you going to be at the game?
Yeah, we Brad Seeley from Northwest Parallel will host a trip, and we got a bunch of Huskies coming. We're going to stay in the Palmer House. And then the game day, we'll get on the train, go down, and then come back and spend the night at Palmer House.
Fantastic. I tell you what, I was actually doing an appearance Saturday, and my son is he transferred from Illinois State. He's a quarterback, transferred out to Hobart University out in New York. And he gives me a call about, I don't know, it was about 10 minutes to go in that game with USC. And he says, Dad, check out the Huskies. They're about ready to pull up an upset. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is terrific. So I immediately went to ESPN.com sports and I was able to get the game tracker on my computer there at the show. I mean, wow. I mean, the student body stormed the field. It almost reminded me that a couple games that we had.
Robin, nothing's changed in sports. If a heavy favorite leaves the underdog in the game, they can leave him in too long. You know, then as you know, then you start to believe that you can play with these guys. Then you get a break here and you make a completion or something, and lo and behold, you got a big victory.
And you're ranked in the top 25 now. You see 24 in the AP poll.
Yeah, that's a surprise. We probably ought to play a few more games.
I guess after coming off that disastrous season last year, Coach, I was catching that from all angles here in Chicago, from all the Notre Dame guys and Ohio State guys and guys, they were just giving me raspberries, man. What's with those Huskies? What's going on?
Hey, those Notre Dame guys didn't have too much to brag about.
That's true.
They gave you their old coach, Ty Willingham. He didn't help you out too much in the last couple of years.
Well, you know what? It's kind of interesting, and I hope somebody starts to give him a little credit. You know, all those guys except for a couple were recruited by Tyrone, and his best recruiting class was last year. And there's some guys who can play. They weren't all, dead and buried. They weren't all rejects, but of course, the new staff has just brought in a new energy, and they're really good coaches. They've made great adjustments during the SC game, and they have so far this season.
Coach, what do you remember about Rob when he played for the Huskies back in the late 70s?
Now, come on now.
Well, I remember he was a load. I got there, track season was going on, and I think, Robin, you weighed about 280 in track season, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty close to it. They had me pounding the weights pretty heavy and throwing that discus. I had to have a little beef in the ring.
Well, we were pretty confident we could make a third and short if we could ever get the third and short.
Well, I think the greatest thing that was fabulous when you first came in there, you brought our next guest that will be coming on here, number one, Warren Moon.
Yeah, he really has had a wonderful career, and there were struggles. Every time there's a new staff, a new program, there are heartaches, and he struggled. But boy, he just stayed in there, and he just kept getting better and better. It's been great to follow his career throughout. Now he's working with the Seahawks.
Did you ever dream that he would be in the Hall of Fame?
I thought he could play in the NFL, but according to him, the people that wanted to talk to him, they wanted to talk to him about playing defense. And he made one of the best moves ever, is to go to Canada and play and get 5 years of playing experience.
And five Grey Cups?
Yes. So wow. That really helped his career. I mean, he could play. There's no question about it.
You look at Warren's stats, you add up his Canadian yards. I mean, he blows Marino away. Total passing yards as a pro, 21, 22 years. Wow. I heard he will have him on in a little bit, but he got remarried. He's got a couple little kids. Wow.
Well, I knew he had one. I didn't know he had two with
him. Does he? I don't know.
New wife.
I think Robin's breaking the news here.
I don't know. That's a guess. That's a guess. Don't get me in trouble here.
Because Robin had some kids in college. You have three, four when you're in college?
Yeah. I actually had a three when I left to go to Chicago. Boy, that was an armful, Coach.
How old are they now?
Well, Ryan just got promoted. He's been in the Navy for about 17 years now. He's 35 and got promoted to Chief Petty Officer in the Navy. That's a pretty high rank for him. And he's out there serving our country and three tours in Iraq. Son number two is an IT guy with the Blue Cross Blue Shield. Son number three is working for Microsoft out there in Seattle. And son number four lives about 2 miles from me. And his son, Austin, is one hell of a football player. And it's interesting, Coach, how you go from being a player to being a coach, then start coaching your grandkids. Oh my goodness.
They're more fun than kids.
they really are. But I want to talk about you a second. Now, when you left Washington after 92, that was it for coaching?
Yeah, I retired. We went to Tucson for about 4 years with our daughter. She wasn't in very good shape.
Okay.
Her husband was on my staff, but he's now with Jeff Woodruff, is with Mike Price at UTEP. And then, mm-hmm. Then when they left, he got the Eastern Michigan job. When they went up there, we moved back to Palm Desert. And so we wintered down there. We're about 6-6.
Gotcha. Now, you know, going back, Dave, I have to tell you this story that obviously Coach James wanted me at least slimmed down to at least 255. And he put me, you know, we ran a you know, pretty much of a running offense, you know, of course with Warren being a great quarterback that he was, but he stuck me in his 4-point stance and I hated it. I hated that 4-point stance. And coach, I don't know if I ever told you that, but the happiest day in my life is when we came in for spring, in 1976. And you said, okay, you can go back to the 3-point stance. Oh, that was the happiest day of my life.
Well, now, you're lucky we didn't move you up in the line. In a 4-point stance. I don't remember. We had you as a fullback in a 4-point stance?
A fullback in a 4-point stance in 1975.
Remember. Yeah, I don't remember that. Well, we had a holdover coach from Jim Owens' ears. It must have been that.
Yeah, must have been a little of that. Yeah, you know, a little bit of different offense when, of course, I was a sophomore. And you know, it's ironic how, you know, I came in with the Huskies and you know, being a running back quarterback in college, high school, and the only place I could really make the roster was at tight end, and I got to play there. Then they switched me back to fullback. Then how ironic when I get into the pros, I go 3 years starting in the backfield with Walter Payton, and then they draft this guy from Penn State named Matt Suey, and then they moved me to the tight end position, where I played another 4 years and had an opportunity also to play a couple more years in the USFL with the Birmingham Stallions, which was a lot of fun.
Well, you had a great career, and you had a brother that played for us too.
Randy played. That's right, my older brother, and he's doing well out there in Seattle, and my folks are still living and doing well. They're in their mid-80s, and I try to get out there every once in a while. Now you're living in where? Florida, I hear?
No, we're in Kirkland.
Oh, girl, you're back in Seattle area? Okay.
So, yeah, right now I'm in Kirkland. We're here about 6 months, May 1st to the end of October.
Okay.
Then we go to Palm Desert California.
In California.
Coach, hey. We had a player you played against or coached against back in the 70s on a couple weeks ago, Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
When you played against Earl Campbell, did you ever see anyone with the talent that guy had?
Well, you know, our problem is we had we moved a young linebacker who had been a DB in high school named Michael Jackson, and he started in linebacker that game against Texas out here, and he was an absolute load. He just he was heavy and he would run low, and he had good enough vision. He could make you miss, and I don't think our guys really enjoyed locking horns with him.
Yeah, he was amazing. I tell David his story. Remember, he broke that 78 yarder. And he's going down our sidelines, and all I could feel was wind as he goes by. I go, I've never seen a man that big run that fast.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Yeah.
Then he played against his brother and played defense in the Sun Bowl. And
we were
running the option, and the coach was kidding about his brother, how, you know, he wasn't a real disciplined player. And they finally told him, I said, well, just on the option, you take the dive, then you take the quarterback, then you take the pitch, whichever one you want.
Gotcha.
And you won a championship at Washington back in, what, 91?
I won a national championship in 91, yeah.
Who was on that team?
Billy Joe Hobart was a quarterback, but Steve Edmund was, you know, the first player drafted.
Steve Edmund, right, from the Colts.
We had a bunch of kids that was drafted and played in the NFL.
Was Mark Brunell on that team?
Mark, well, he would have been the starting quarterback, but he heard his tore ACL in the spring.
No kidding.
So we went through the season with the redshirt freshman quarterback. But Mark came back and played quicker than they said he would. He played some then, got in the Rose Bowl. He was a great kid. He's still playing.
You know, that's interesting. The University of Washington really didn't really have what they called quarterback U. But when you talk about the quarterbacks that came out of the state of Washington back in those mid-90s, you know, with Brunell and
every one of our quarterbacks made it in the NFL.
Yeah.
Starting back with Warren, you know, Chandler.
Right.
You know, just the Hewards and just every one. I can go back and I can list them one through. And Timmy Cowan made it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Tom Flick. Lower played.
Hey, Tom Flick is, my wife noticed him on TV recently doing some motivational speaking.
He is a gifted speaker. He's really developed in the. He slants towards Christian's teaching, and I've heard him talk, and he is just outstanding. I remember Mike Orbach, of course.
Mike Rohrbach.
Yep.
Yeah.
I played at his golf tournament Monday. He's in Christian work with kids. He puts on free camps. He had 53 camps this summer for kids.
Terrific.
And does it free, and you know, he fundraises.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a great guy. And Mike Bollison was there, too.
Oh, big Mike. You know, Mike was kind of a free agent, David, that all the scholarships were being awarded. We played in an all-star game together. And I'll never forget, one of the coaches came up to me, coach, and he said, "What do you think of Mike Bollison?" "Hey, he's a player.
He's a tough kid.
He's a player." And they offered him a scholarship.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Coach, did you ever get a chance to coach in the pros? Did you ever get offered a head coaching opportunity in the NFL?
I interviewed once as an assistant with the Raiders, and I don't know what I would have done if I was offered it. I was on the Colorado staff at the time. And then while I was here, I was offered one pro job, but I just never had any desire to go to the pros. I knew I was going to become the president of the coach association because I was on the board, and I was on a number of NC2A committees. I was on the rules committee. So everything I ever wanted to do in my life was in college football, and mm-hmm. I was doing it here, and this is a great place, as Robin will tell you, and I just didn't have any desire to ever go.
Well, I tell you what, I really enjoyed my 4 years there at University of Washington coach, and you brought a whole different attitude when you came in, of course. And I'm really sad to see here, David mentioned this to me here, I just pulled up on the internet here, that Coach Owens passed away June 6th.
Yeah, he did, and I don't know if you remember Ray Doerr, a quarterback coach. He died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm.
And Dick Cesniak, the offensive line coach and coordinator, he died of a heart attack. He was at Kent State as a head coach and worked out, came in, died in the locker room.
Wow.
What do you think of Coach Sarkisian there at Washington now?
I've been around him a good bit. I've heard him speak 4 or 5 times. Really, they've done a great job. High energy, good ideas, a lot of enthusiasm. Robin, you wouldn't believe their staff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wild they are. And
high energy, huh?
They're good wild. You know,
they're
good kids' butt, but they love them. You know, they'll put their arms around their neck afterwards, and they're off to a really good start. You know, no question about it.
Well, I tell you, we're looking, you know, down the schedule there. Of course, they've still got some tough games, you know, with Oregon and UCLA.
It'll be tough this week down there.
Yeah. Now, who do they have this week?
Stanford down there.
Ooh, yeah, that's old Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to get off the, you know, they got to stop partying and start concentrating. Of course, the Trojans, they got a tough one. They've got to go to play the Cougars. They got them down there in the L.A., though. They got WSU. And WSU finally won a game also.
Is Washington more a Husky town, a Seahawks town, or a Mariners town?
What?
Or a Supersonics?
Well, they were Sonics, but they're gone.
Right.
Well, you know, it's... I think there's enough sports fans that cheer for everything. I'll tell you, soccer's come back. Since Robin was here, I got here. Soccer was big. Well,
soccer was huge.
It's back now. But you know, Jimmy Moore, we've got a Husky coach in the Seahawks now. And people, I think there's just enough sports fans that they'll support them all. But you got to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know what? I was just thinking, going back to the USFL days, is Coach Jim Moore out there with the Baltimore Stars. You know, we beat that son of a gun in 85 twice in a championship. He beat us.
he lives down close to us. He's at Ironwood down in the desert. But he's up here now more that Jimmy is coaching the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I'm going to have Blair Bush on today, your former center who played... 17 years in the NFL?
Yeah, he was a very, very solid player. When we got here, there were a few guys who could play. You know, the cover wasn't totally dry with Robin and Blair and there were some guys who could play. And
yeah,
then some crazy freshmen and just added on to it.
Just added on too, because you had Charles Jackson got drafted. Believe he got drafted to Denver to start with, right?
Yeah, he could. He was an offensive guard.
Convert him to nose tackle.
Why on earth would we have a guy like that playing on offense? Get him over defense where he can be disruptive.
Oh, he was unbelievable. He was just one of these freaks in nature. You know, he had a long reach, good quickness, good vision.
Yeah, he could run.
Yeah, and he could run.
Who was the best player you ever coached?
Well, I go back, you know, Freddy Blinnikoff. I coached him. I actually coached him at Florida State on defense. He had to play both ways. And, you know, they're just... Jack Lambert was probably one of the most tenacious guys, and Steve Edman was the most disruptive guy probably in the defense line. But we've, you know, as Robin knows, you know, every year you get some great players. You get them running the ball and playing defense, linebackers. There's about three of them are in the NFL Hall of Fame that you always remember those guys.
Oh, absolutely. Lambert, Warren Moon, you bet.
Yeah.
You know, it's always timing in life, Coach. You know, I leave the Huskies and you guys go to the Rose Bowl the next year. Yeah. I leave the Bears, they go to the Super Bowl. I mean, I just, you know, it was just a timing thing in life.
Yeah. You know, you can always say I helped get them there.
That's right.
Coach, you got to tell Robin he's got to see you and go to that Notre Dame-Washington game. I know Robin's been hee-hawing back and forth whether he's going to go or not, but he's got to go.
That's October
3rd.
Yeah, that's our Bear alumni weekend. I'll see it.
Yeah. Lynn Hart's the defensive line coach, and he played for Woody Hayes, and then I hired him out here, and he just got on there. So I've got a sideline pass to get down in the
terrific, man.
It'll be fun, yeah.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, we're up against the clock here a little bit, Coach. Hey, what a great mystery guest today, David. I mean, I would have never thought that I know we've been working on you, Coach, to get you on. But anyway, hey, best of luck with you. And, just give you a quick update. I got remarried. I've been with Susan for 26 years now, and I have a daughter and two boys that are playing. And hopefully one of them, I've got a D1 prospect quarterback as a junior at Stevenson High School. What's that?
You have seven kids?
Seven children, eight grandbabies.
Well, we've got you beat on. We've got 10 grandchildren.
Whoa.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Coach.
Okay, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. We are the Bailey Nichols Show. The top economists indicate that over the next couple of years, one out of every two Americans will be involved in a home-based business. Why not join a solid company with an excellent track record, a company with high integrity and a compensation plan that is obtainable and second to none? But first, let me ask you this question. How would you like to get paid every day from a service millions of people have to use on a daily basis? Hi, I'm Robin Earle, former player for the Chicago Bears and a proud independent representative for the number one virtual home-based business in the United States. The name of our company? Liberty International, the best-kept secret in the network marketing industry. Liberty's flagship product, the Global Freedom Phone Service, has an incredible retention strategy. Our customers sign on to our digital phone service for only $24.95 a month, and there are no taxes, no contracts to sign, no deposits, no credit checks. Keep your same phone number and receive over 20 free call features, including caller ID, call waiting, voicemail, call forwarding, e-fax, E91, video conferencing, and many, many more. But here's the best-kept secret. Refer three customers to our Global Freedom Phone Service, and your phone service is absolutely free for life. Now, in this economy, who wouldn't want free phone service? To find out more about this incredible opportunity and how you can earn full-time income working part-time, go to my website, robinearle.net. That's robinearle.net. Or pick up the phone and call me at 224-515-0500. Again, that's 224-515-0500. Isn't it time you get a break in life? You deserve Liberty International. Look forward to hearing from you.
The next time you're in the coffee aisle in the grocery store, pick up a can of Stewart's coffee. You're probably asking yourself, why Stewart's? Because Stewart's roasts only the finest beans and grinds those beans to perfection. By using the finest beans, you'll get a more consistent taste. This is the reason Stewart's has been around since 1912. Consistency and quality. Still family-owned and operated? You'll know Stewart's coffee because of its plaid can. You'll find cheaper coffee on the store shelves, but not the quality of Stewart's. Remember, you get what you pay for. Coffee's good, but Stewart's coffee is so good.